This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Speaking of football coaches, let's get to the Belichick thing. So, you know, we played some audio yesterday, but it's worth a revisit because the audio is just too good to not play again, because there's a new development with Bill Belichick and his girlfriend from yesterday we want to get to in a moment related to an email. But before that, let's go back to Sunday on CBS Sunday Morning Show, when one of the things discussed was how Robert Kraft is not mentioned. Belichick's on a book tour right now because he's got a new book coming out. And it's like his life in football thing, which is 50 years. So it should be a fascinating book. But Robert Kraft's not in the book. Listen to how Belichick addressed Kraft not being in the book Sunday on CBS.
He's not in this book. How come?
He's not. Well, again, it's about my life lessons in football, and it's really more about the ones that I've experienced directly.
But he's not even in the acknowledgement section.
Correct.
Do you feel like you were treated with dignity and respect when you were let go by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, well, it was a mutual decision for us to part ways.
He said fired.
It was a mutual decision.
It really is amazing. It's amazing. It's just, you know.
Such an uncomfortable interview.
Right? I mean, it's just, so that
so
was.
So many levels.
That was so many levels. So that was one major aspect from that interview. But another was the Belichick girlfriend
just
thing.
So
right,
awful.
John?
Yeah,
I mean, it's
well,
just. So,
yeah.
So the
but remember, there was a pact, essentially, where they, there was a, like a legally binding situation where they did part ways. There was a mutual agreement in a court of law.
Well, it's not, it's a document that's legal. I mean, basically, Belichick gets a sum of money to go away. I'm sure there's an NDA in there, you know, non-disclosure on any number of things through the years. Belichick gets money
Belichick
to go
is
away.
Telling the truth.
Yeah, he wasn't technically fired. It was agreed upon, so he's technically right. But you can. But it's so bizarre. I mean, the guy was your owner for a quarter of a century. You don't mention him in the book.
Won six titles together.
There's obviously bad blood.
Six titles together.
Yeah, crazy bad blood. So, but let's listen to the other piece of audio from that interview that really stood out, which is when Belichick is being asked about his girlfriend who's not on camera on the main camera, but visible in it from a different camera. She just chimes in from across the room. This is awkward. This is all to set up an email that she released yesterday. Let's listen to this exchange.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
No.
That's from across the room.
Wow. It's just...
Right?
Yeah.
So here's the latest in as the bill turns from yesterday. So Belichick's got this book, and his girlfriend yesterday released an email that Belichick had written. And it certainly appears to me that this is going to the publishers of the book, because it looks like there's a disagreement on how to present things. So in the book at one point, John, this is wild, he mentions, and they don't specify which thing he's talking about. It could be Malcolm Butler. It could be anything from a Super Bowl. I don't know which it is. But from a Super Bowl, he is quoted as saying, "I effed up."
Whoa.
Now, we don't know what... I don't know as of now which instance in a Super Bowl he's talking about. It could be something against Eli Manning when they lost. Could be anything. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it might be Malcolm Butler. Who knows, okay?
It's one of three, right?
Right. So Belichick admits, and again, the quote is, "I effed up." Okay. So take that for what it is. So Belichick is frustrated that the early go-round of publicity related to this book is focusing heavily on that sentence. And his point is not talking about all the other stuff I have in the book. So it's like, on one hand, Bill's got to understand, like, this is the way the world works. On the other hand, I will say this. I actually don't blame him as it relates to the publisher. He feels used by the publisher, I can tell.
Sure.
Because he's got, listen to this one passage he's got in here. And he's trying to tell the guys that are controlling the narrative of putting stuff, not the narrative media-wise, but even just the book people, he's frustrated. Listen to what he says here. He says at one point, I will say again, this is from the email that she released. Now, that's a whole nother issue, that she is now, like, girlfriend, publicist, defender, aggressor. Like, she's in a lot of roles here. So she releases this email that Belichick had sent on April 10th.
She releases the email on behalf of Bill Belichick?
You would assume so.
You
would assume she did it with his authorization, but it's just strange.
As his representative.
Pretty much.
She just might have blanket authorization to do what she wants.
Well, that's the thing. That would be beyond ridiculous.
How did this ever...
And I know, Rhea, you said yesterday you think a wellness check needs to be done on Belichick.
100%.
Yeah.
And that's possible.
This is concerning. That a man with this, I don't know, seemingly this much... concern about control. Like, as a coach, he was so focused on every minute detail. Everything had to be just so, a certain way.
Yeah.
And now someone from, you know, his personal life is coming in, and I've seen these videos where she's walking into the back of a huddle on the practice field.
Yeah.
It's
and
insane.
Interrupting the coaching process taking place. I'm thinking to myself, like, this man, this is so different than the man even 5 years ago.
I know.
I think someone should be concerned about where he is emotionally, where he is intellectually, where he is from just a well-being sense.
It's really strange.
Brain-wise, like, what is going on in his head?
Look, you can also make I'll make this case, though. He used to have an infrastructure around him in New England that he no longer has. And he might be having people fill voids.
But he brought his own people to New York. I mean, like, some. Mike Lombardi's his GM.
Some.
Like, he brought people with him.
Some. But not the
university
full...
has to be very concerned.
I would agree with that.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
All right, so listen to this part of the email that got released yesterday. And I actually am with Belichick on a lot of this. Here's what he says in the email. He says, I will say again that I want this book to be presented as a look at my professional life and how I did my job on the way up to and as the leader of an organization that grew from a $500 million franchise to an $8 billion organization that played in 10 and won 6 Super Bowls over 25 years. This book is about how I did my job and lessons from my 50 years in and around the NFL, not a bathroom book that highlights my mistakes. I acknowledge the mistakes in the book, but of course, I effed up is the catchphrase. I have at times, reluctantly, gone along with the title, cover, and language in the book. I am not going to be the conductor of a hype train in the book promotion. We have enough hype to work with. I hope we can get on the same page in promoting the book authentically. I actually don't blame him on that one. But again, I'll say this. There's a difference between how the publisher presents things to the outside world and how media members and fans choose to view it. Because obviously, I effed up is going to be a very juicy thing that people are going to grab onto when discussing the book.
Yeah, you put the book out.
He put it in the book.
I mean, you're putting the book out to the world, how people and media take your book.
That's up to them.
It's out of your hands,
1,000%.
So,
1,000%.
But you know, when that sentence is in there, it's salacious.
It is.
And it's going to get all the attention.
Yeah.
You know, that's where everyone's eyes are drawn immediately.
Question.
And it's going to be, written up.
You can tell he feels
disgust.
Used by the publisher, though, because they probably twisted his arm to put it in. Mm. And now he's like, all right, guys, I acquiesced to you, but now you're killing me here because now you're even part.
You're making me double down.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, so a lot there. A lot there with Belichick.